I wanted to take a moment to speak on a topic that is very important to me and often resurfaces in my life, and perhaps it may resurface in yours quite often too. It is the concept of being okay with whatever may come. Enjoying something in the moment, expecting nothing for whatever may come. Whether or not it will work out in the long term or if it is only momentary. But being okay with whatever the outcome may be. Allowing yourself to express emotion, to feel feelings, to recognize things for what they are, to accept people for who they are, to accept situations and places for what they are, to allow yourself to exist in a space void of hoping that it'll always only go your way. Or better yet, making decisions to not express yourself, to not tell your truth, to not allow yourself to feel, to not go to certain places because of the fear of the possibility of things not lasting past the amount of time in which you would like them to last. I find that we do ourselves a great disservice when we don't allow ourselves to live, to simply just live, be, express, make decisions, do whatever it may be that we need to do in the moments in which we need to do them. Because we are afraid of the possibility of getting too attached to the journey and too attached to the outcome. So attached to the point where we can't seemingly even simply sit back while things are unfolding and appreciate the unfolding. And appreciate whatever outcome may be, because in this present moment, we are simply enjoying the unfolding. Not latching on to what could be or what should be or what we think is. And simply just seeing everything for what it is. People for what they are. Experiencing feelings for what they are. Moments for what they are. And simply having the ability to step back and say, okay. I'll provide an example. I know that the realm of emotions and feelings, especially when it comes to expressing that with other people, can be a very, very scary space, scary territory to explore. I, amongst, I'm sure, many other people, know all too well the difficulties that can come with finding someone, meeting someone out of randomness who you feel comfortable enough to express the intricacies of yourself, and they seem interested enough in providing all of the necessary attention and curiosity to even want to hear. They seem to be solely and purely enjoying the ways that you express yourself. It's almost as if all the times that you were sitting out telling the universe, this is what I hope for, this is what I want, finally coming to truth. But then that thought comes, right? As you spend time getting to know someone and allowing yourself to slowly but surely open up on your own pace, you know. Eventually you may get to a point in your thought pattern like, what if this doesn't work out? Why should I keep doing this? What if it doesn't work out? Why should I keep allowing them to know me, my brain, and the way that I function? What if they don't like something about me? What if I say something stupid one day? What if I fuck it up? Or what if they fuck it up? What if it's just fucked up? And so you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to no longer take part in this dynamic. You know, that's one choice that you can make. It is. Of course, in all of these situations, I will say that it is always important to follow your gut and your intuition and feel the feelings. If something is truly feeling off, you know deep down inside that this is something that likely needs to be left alone or needs to be rearranged. But also, there could be times where your true feeling and gut intuition are telling you, no, get over your fear, stop being scared, and keep going. Keep connecting. Keep giving this, giving them, giving yourself a shot at connection, a shot at developing something. It's always a choice. And as often as we talk about parallel universes, we should understand that parallel universes sprout from all the various choices that we could or could not make. But like in all things, usually there is only one choice that is ever bound to be made by you, the chooser, the co-creator of your life. So you decide every single moment of your life to choose based on fear or to choose based on love and curiosity and detachment from whatever the end may be. Because in truth, that type of choice, of the latter choice I just explained, is rooted in knowing that no matter what the end result may be, you are always supported. You are always loved. You are always divinely guided and protected. You are always a co-creator of your life, of your circumstances. And if something doesn't work out, then that is fine. Leave it be. The universe is asking you to move on to the next thing without overly attaching yourself to what could have been if things had gone differently. It's hard to let go of things that we feel were the best things for us when their time comes to an end. But in truth, none of us know the future. The future changes every moment of every day based on the decisions that we make as individuals, as communities, and as a collective make. So in truth, the decisions that you make right now, based in fear or based in love, based in courage, based in curiosity, based in willingness, that is the path, that is the creation, that is the truth that you bring into this 3D realm of dense and materialized manifestation. So sometimes I struggle with this concept of being afraid, especially when it comes to like opening up emotions or no longer expecting for something, an event or an opportunity to go some way that I think it should go, but instead allowing myself to receive the opportunities and the endings and their beginnings as they come, to receive the outcomes as they come, to follow my gut and my intuition, to allow myself to express myself, to feel emotion, to connect with other people, to receive opportunities, to be okay with whatever is going on in this moment, moment to moment to moment to moment, enjoying the journey, embracing myself, allowing myself to feel and express and be without excessive worry of what may be at the end of that road, if that road ever ends. No longer making decisions to connect with people based on, oh gosh, they're getting to know me so well, and I feel so good getting to know them. And everything feels so nice with us getting to know each other. But oh my God, what if it doesn't work out? So instead of you continuing to pursue this path of getting to know that person, of connecting, of allowing yourself to just experience the appreciation, the love, the acceptance, the belongingness that you've always wanted to experience, instead, no. The sabotage comes in, the fear comes in that wants you to do something else, but your gut is like, don't do this. There's always that voice there. that wants you to not do what it is that you want to do so bad, which is run away. There is no running away. There is no escape. There is no resistance. When you decide to make decisions based on fear or love, you're helping to decide your future. You're helping to decide your very next moment. You are actively creating everything that is you see. Everything that is. Everything that ever is anything in your life. You are an active creator in your life. So, out of all the things I've ever found myself having to do, especially when I get to a point of hesitation or fear or doubt or anything else, when it comes to a person, a connection, an opportunity, a situation, a place, when that anxiety comes about, it's best to take a step back, to take a deep breath, and to say to myself, what is the truth here? Is this anxiety based on fear or based on a clear tell sign that I need to leave this alone? The answer tends to be very clear. The answer says, you know what you're doing, and I need you to not do that anymore. I need you to not be afraid of what it's like to meet someone new and connect with them. I need you to not be afraid of the possibility of a whole new life and a whole new place, and as if your dreams are coming alive. Not as if, but as in truth. I need you to be okay with everything. I need you to give it a shot. I need you to make a decision based on love, on the frequency of love, on the frequency of courage, which is based on the frequency of love. In this period of adjusting to this energy of the new moon, we are being asked to put an end to the ways of our old self. No longer overly latch to or pay too much attention to the ways of the old self, but simply see the old self for what it is, see the old self for how it acted, see the old self for the characteristics and behaviors that it displayed in order to protect you, to serve you when you needed it. And say, thank you for what you've done for me. I no longer attach my energy to you. I am now neutralized, and I look forward to the horizon and the distance, to the new opportunities, the new connections, the new love, the new options that I am ready to embrace and to make and to understand and to be whole with, and to make them with the frequency of love. I view that decision as self-love. I view that decision as self-respect. I view that decision as self-actualization. I view that decision as creation. So the next time before you found yourself getting ready to shy away from something absolutely beautiful happening in your life in this moment, because you are now overcome with fear, gripped with anxiety, and the possibility of things going terribly wrong in the future, stop. Just stop. And instead, ask yourself what the truth of the situation is. And is it really fear? Or is it your intuition telling you no? 9 times out of 10, it's fear. And I challenge you to overcome your fear by giving yourself a chance to to experience everything that you need to experience in this moment. Everything that you want to experience in this moment. Void of attachment to the possibility of what may come out of it. You can think about it, but don't attach to it. You can understand it for what it is, but don't attach to it. Allow yourself to experience love in any capacity without the fear that one day this love is going to go, no matter if it is good or bad. Things eventually come to an end. Connections eventually come to an end. Some things and some connections never come to an end, and that's gorgeous. We had possibly no idea that that would be the case. But alas, we still allowed ourselves to enjoy moment to moment the entire journey. And that is what I urge you, and that is what I even urge myself to always do, to choose love, to choose to make decisions based on love, self-love for ourselves, self-respect, self-everything. To choose to give ourselves the opportunity to experience life for what it is, and to choose to focus our attention on what truly is serving us, to no longer latch on to the past and no longer latch on to the possibility of what could be in the future, what we really want to see in the future. But instead we say, this is exactly how I see and envision things, and that is that, and I will no longer latch on to this, and I will allow myself to experience, and I will not succumb to fear, and I'm going to choose the new me. I know exactly what I envision. I know exactly what I am creating in my mind. I know exactly what it is that I truly desire in this lifetime. I have told the universe, I have let go of that. And I have said, I know that I am being divinely guided and protected, and that all things are coming for me and happening for me in a very loving and positive ways. And even if something doesn't work out in a way that I envision it to, that is okay, because I know that even something greater, something better is coming. But no matter what happens, I am going to allow myself to experience everything that needs to be experienced in this moment, to take it all in, to feel as I need to speak as I need to be as I need to connect as I need to do as I need to believe as I need to create as I need to, without fearing the possibility of things ending in a terrible way, leaving me stretching out my arms, hoping and wishing that they would have never happened that way because there's a piece of me falling apart. No more of that narrative. No more of that narrative. I want you to choose the opposite of that narrative. The narrative that no longer is stressed out from this. But the narrative that chooses to live life in the moment, knowing that no matter what happens in the next step, you are divinely guided and supported, and that everything you could ever truly envision and see for your life as a dream, that it'll come true, and that you are always, always, always loved, that things were always working for your favor. You will never be left astray. And that there is truly a greater, divine, immense purpose in your life that you will never have to fear. All things are love. Let's make the decision with love. Let's choose ourselves. Let's choose life. Let's choose to celebrate here and now, right now.